This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is removed from that created one with his death, while Allah is ever living.
I mean, so he's highlighting some of those differences, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never couldn't hear. Not like man, who at some point couldn't hear. And then at one point he heard, but he didn't understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you were saying, and knows what everything was saying, and knows not just what we say, but every sound that is being made. The ant that crawls upon the rock, the leaf that falls from the tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears all of that and never didn't hear it. And when people call upon him, whether they are calling all together, like people do on Arafat, all at the same time in different languages, none of that is lost upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of the day, our hearing will come to an end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hearing does not. So, I mean, there are multiple differences. Naam Shaykh. Intend behind the speech, right? Whereas a lot of times when a person says to you what they don't mean, you don't have the ability to decipher that they didn't mean that. And as Sheikh Hanif just mentioned, when the one who said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was so happy that Allah azza wa jal brought his camel back, and he said, Allahumma Anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Oh Allah, you are my slave and I'm your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not hold him to account for that, because he knew what his intention was.
Nah. Meaning of As-Sami' Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah said, hearing carries four meanings. A, hearing of the voices and sound.
Right. And he says that from that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا. Indeed, Allah has heard the statement of the one that is disputing with you about her husband, pleading to you her case. All right. Take notes. This is important here. And there's not many others besides Ibn al-Qayyim have made this point here to highlight that. Ibn al-Qayyim is special. All right. So number one was hearing voices and sounds. From that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the very beginning of Surah Al-Mujadila, which is the, and you can say Mujadila as well, the 58th chapter in the Quran, the very first verse.
B, understanding of the meaning.
And from that is the statement of the believers, Sami'na wa ta'na. Sami'na wa ta'na. We hear and we obey. Does hear in this ayah simply mean we heard some sounds? It means that you understand what is being requested of you and you are prepared to? And prepare to respond. Nah.
Response and granting what one has asked for is one of the meanings.
What's an example of that? Response and granting what one has asked for. Sami Allahu liman. Who said it? Who's high? Oh, mashallah. Sami Allahu liman hamida. So in Salat, when you say Sami Allahu liman hamida, are you simply saying Allah hears the one who is that? What the Prophet ﷺ was instructing us to say, that Allah simply hears the one who prays them, or Allah Azza wa Jal responds to that person, grants them what they ask for? Nah.
And D, meaning of As-Sami', says Ibn al-Qayyim, means acceptance and submission without denying.
So this one is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, Sama'una lil-kadhib. Those who listen much, they listen eagerly to lies. Meaning they accept them. Not just that they are, that they hear them, but that they accept them. He says, which means that they are following and accepting these lies without denying them. He says another example of that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَفِيكُمْ سَمَّاعُونَ لَهُمْ وَفِيكُمْ, and among you are those who are listening to them, following them,
etc. Third, Al-Khattabi said, As-Sami' the all-hearer, indicates the attribute of hearing. He who hears the secrets and the whispers, whether utterly, openly.
Whether uttered, spoken.
Or silently.
Openly or silently, right. In other words, even your whispers are loud and clear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing you can say that He doesn't hear. Jalla Jalala.
The hearing could also imply the acceptance and response.
As Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned, hearing can also imply what? The acceptance and the response, as in the statement
of the Prophet that you'll read.
Right. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min qawlin la yusma' wa min amalin la yurfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha' wa ilmin la yanfa'. Here, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from a statement which is not heard. Min qawlin la yusma'. Does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fear that he is going to say something that Allah doesn't hear? No, that's not the issue. The issue is, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the dua or not? And that's why the other narration of this same dua is, wa'udhu bika min da'watin la yustajabu laha. Min da'watin la yustajabu laha. Min a dua that is not answered. So that's here, a sama' here actually is referring to it being accepted and responded to. Now, okay. Yes, sorry.
Manifestation.
Okay, I want you to open your masahif, even if you just have an app on your phone. I want you to open the mushaf to Ali Imran, the third chapter in the Quran, verses 35 through 38. That's not Ali Imran, by the way. That is coming, though. وَكُلِّ عِبَادِي يَقُولُ لَتِيهِ أَحْسَنْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَكُمْ. That's going to come, inshallah. Tay.
Ali Imran.
35. فضل عبد الرحمن اقرأ علينا الآية الأولى. اقرأ على كيفك.
إذ قالت امرأة عمران ربي إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إنك أنت السميع العليم.
طيب, stop there. So what? So who has it in English?
Behold, a woman of Imran said, "O my Lord, I do dedicate unto thee what is in my womb for thy special service."
What does it say? I dedicate. So who said this? Who's talking right now? Maryam's mother. Okay, and she says what? Inni nadhartu laka ma fi batni muharrara. I have what? Dedicated to you, that which is in my womb. For your special service. Okay, muharrar, yamshi. Okay.
So accept this of me, because thou hearest and knowest.
Fataqabbal minni. Okay, who also said, taqabbal minni, innaka anta?
Ibrahim.
And Ismail. So she said, fataqabbal minni, innaka anta sami' al-alim. Right? No, you see how it comes twice? Okay, keep going.
فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى والله أعلم بما وضعت وليس الذكر كالأنثى وإني سميتها مريم وإني أعيذها بك وذريتها
من الشيطان الرجيم فتقبلها keep going
فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا وكفلها زكريا كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب.
All right, so this is the now we're dealing with the conversation that was being had between who? كفلها who? زكريا. And she's having this conversation, excuse me, he's having this conversation with
Maryam.
It then switches to John the Baptist, Yahya. La. Abuhu. Zakaria. Huwa Abu. Abu Yahya. Okay. And then, so Zakaria, at the end of his dua, just read the end of the next ayah. What does it say? Innaka sami. إنك سميع الدعاء إنك سميع الدعاء You are the one who hears دعاء If you look through the story, you'll see that it's mentioned actually several times السميع, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, السميع. And this is important to understand that the Anbiya themselves used to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on this name, right? That's not every name. So be conscious of that. That's what I want to raise awareness to. To be conscious of the fact that al-qabool, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept, and then saying, innaka sami, innaka anta sami'ul alim, that you are the one who hears. Hears not just that you hear my pleas, you hear my dua, but you accept and you respond, right? So in this sense, it's similar to another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Mujib, the one who answers prayers. Tayyib. Okay, the next one is the hadith where it talks about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam when he went to, when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked him, had he ever experienced a day that was more difficult than Uhud? What happened to the Prophet ﷺ on the day of Uhud? What happened to the Muslims?
They lost the battle, eventually.
They lost the battle. What happened to the Prophet ﷺ?
He
was hit. He lost some of his teeth, or they were broken.
Cousin. He lost his cousin.
He lost his cousin. Nah, I'm sure. His uncle, Hamza. Nah. And his helmet was pushed into his head. I mean, so sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we're talking about a difficult day. Beyond that, perhaps even the disappointment, right? That he wasn't obeyed fully, right? And not that there was any malice in the intent, obviously, of the companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, but they didn't hold their post until the very end. And so that turned the tides. I mean, just imagine, subhanAllah, just imagine you think that it's over and that you've basically won. We got this thing wrapped up. And then the tides totally turn. I mean, emotionally, that's traumatic. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you ever faced a day that was more difficult than Uhud? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. When I went to Ta'if to give the people dawah there and extend that invitation of Islam, and basically I put myself at their mercy, if you will. I mean, use a lack of better term, for lack of better term. And at this point they rejected him. They rejected him. And so this is the part of the hadith where we're covering now. Go ahead, Sheikh, read that part.
I looked up and saw Jibril in the sky, in the heaven, in the sky. He called me saying, Allah has heard your people saying to you, or what they have said to you, and what they have replied back to you. Allah has sent the angel of the mountains to you, so that you may order him to do whatever you wish to these people.
Nah. And so Then the angel of the mountain said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you wish, I can crush them between the two mountains. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no. It is my hope that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will bring from their offspring those who worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala alone.
Is this two mountains, Taif?
In Taif. So here, I mean, for our purpose, the manifestations of Allah being As-Sami'. It wasn't even an immediate calling upon Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Jibril came and he said, Allah heard what they said to you, and you know, or what you have said to them, and what they have replied back to you. Allah heard all of that. And now here's your decision to make based off of that.
What's the size of those mountains?
I'll take you there, inshallah. Father Sheikh.
Aisha, radiallahu anha, said, blessed is the one who's hearing,
tabarakalladhi wasi'a sam'uhu al-aswat. Tabarakalladhi wasi'a sam'uhu al-aswat. Wa fi riwaya, kulla shay. Yeah.
Blessed is the one whose hearing encompasses all things.
Yeah.
I heard some of the words
Ibn Majah says, kul shay, kulla shay, all things. Nah.
Khawla bint Fa'laba, this is in, as this Sheikh said, the surah Mujadila.
Nah.
But some of the words were not clear to me. When she complained to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about her husband, she continued to complain until Jibril brought down these verses.
But basically, the scholars of tafsir, they have a longer version of the hadith than this in the Sunan. But basically what happened is she came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and she told him, she said, look, you know, I grew old with this man, and my stomach was split in half for this man. In other words, I carried his children, and you know, and then he does dihar, which is to say, you are to me like my mother's back. In other words, you are haram for me. I'm not going to approach you. And so she came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam what he had said to her. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, according to scholars of tafsir, the longer narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I don't see any solution except that he's haram for you and you're haram for him. And then she said, well, what about the children? What about this? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, all I see is that you are haram for him. Until Jibril came with the ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revealed them to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَسَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah has heard the statement of the one who pleads with you, disputes with you concerning her husband, and complains to Allah, and Allah is Sami', and Allah hears that. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Subhanalladhi wasi'a sam'uhu kulla shay. Blessed is the one whose hearing encompasses all things. There's another interesting narration about Khawla radiallahu ta'ala anha. Khawla bin Tha'laba. It's mentioned by Ibn Qayyim in a book called the Sawa'iq al-Mursala, which is a very important book on the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in Allah in general. And Hafidh ibn Hajar mentions it in Al-Isaba. Does anybody know what Al-Isaba is, what that book is? So, the most important book in a particular knowledge, a particular fen, if you will. It's the most important book that deals with the lives of the Sahaba, the biographies of the Sahaba. It's called Al-Isaba. And in that, it says that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking down the street with one of his companions, Al-Jarud, Al-Abdi. And Khawla and they gave salams to Khawla, and she returned the salams. And then she said, yeah, Umar, I remember when they used to call you Umair. Now, mind you, he's the Amir al-Mu'mineen, right? I remember when they used to call you Umair, and you be in the suq doing A, B, C, and D, you know? And she said, now they call you Umar. On top of that, they call you Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ittaqillah fi al-Ra'iyyah. Fear Allah as it relates to these people, you know. And she just kind of went in. So the one that was with Umar was like, you need to slow down. Pump the brakes. You shouldn't be talking to the Amir al-Mu'mineen like that. And he told Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and who told him, stop. Don't you know who that is? That is Khawla bin Thalibah. She's the one who Allah listened to her from above Sabah Samawat. Omar has more of a right to listen to what she has to say. Nah. Clay, work with your partner now for the next 2 minutes. Al-Alim, and then we'll finish up, inshallah. Al-Alim is mentioned with the laws. Oh, that doesn't work. Al-Alim is mentioned with the law's name, As-Sami'. Okay, you with me? The second one should say As-Sami'. Al-Alim is mentioned with the law's name, As-Sami'. 32 times in the Quran. Type. How many times was As-Sami' mentioned in the Quran? 45. 32 of them, right? With Al-Alim. Tayyib. 10 of them with what? Al-Basir. Uh-huh. And then that leaves 3. 1 with Qareeb and 2, I'm not sure. Maybe by itself. So, huh? Yeah. So Al-Alim is mentioned with Allah's name As-Sami' 32 times in the Quran. Each time As-Sami' is first. Each time As-Sami' is first. Discuss with your partner what the reason for that might be. Okay? You have a minute and 52 seconds left. Bismillah. I'll take you back to an example. These are some examples. As-Sami' always comes first. All the 32 times, Sami' comes before Al-Alim. Twenty-2 seconds. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Time is up. Okay, what did you come up with? What did you come up with? Why is Sami' before Ali? Yes.
Because it's important to hear first what it is that you want to later understand or try to, you know, formulate an opinion or something like that. It's
okay.
It's important that you hear it first before you start to run.
Okay. Go ahead.
Allah is making it clear that he hears what's happening as it occurs, but he already knows it. He knows it. He's separating the two. He hears it, but he knows the
action. He hears what is what being
what's being said.
Okay.
Uh-huh. His knowledge of it is separate from that. He already knows it.
But his knowledge of it is separate from that. Okay. Yes.
He hears what you're asking for, but what you're asking for may have a positive or negative result.
Okay.
So he knows what the end result will be and whether it's best for you.
So he hears what you're saying, and he also knows what the end result will be. Okay, so let me just mention what some of the scholars have said, inshallah. The first thing is that when it comes to dua, because a lot, this is mentioned a lot, quite a bit when it comes to dua, what is it that's pushing you to actually say the dua?
Some sort of need.
Huh?
Normally
a need. No, why are you verbalizing it? Why don't you just keep it in your heart? Allah already knows. This is the whole point. You're saying it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-Sami'. Nah. So it makes you feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to hear as-Sami' first, and that's what is pushing you to actually make the dua. In the sense where it is a threat, because sometimes that combination comes as a warning. Sometimes that comes as a warning. The warning, a lot of times, it's scarier to know that the person actually heard you than to know that they know what you said. Now, I'll give you an example. If your parents were around, you were younger, and you were cursing with your friends in the house, and you, somebody might tell them later, so they what?
They know.
That's not as bad to you as them actually hearing it. Oh, they might see you. They got to be lip readers for that. So no, the idea of it being, they say, awqaf in nafs, yani, that it has more of an impact, that you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only does he know, because there's different ways that you know, but to actually hear is scary. So in that sense where there's a threat or a warning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting you know that he is as-Sami', along with the fact that he is al-Alim. And when it comes to dua, the thing that's actually pushing you to make the dua or actually say it, to verbalize it, is that you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hearing it, not just that he knows what is in your heart. All right? Yes.
Quick question.
Sure.
Does also as-Sami' is related to just that Allah has commanded many times the Prophet to qul, to say.
Yes.
Just don't keep it in your heart. And it's more sunnah of the prophets to say. I'm asking.
I mean, at the end of the day, dua is not something that's to be left in the heart. Dua is something that you should, that a person should verbalize. Nah. And it's from ibadah. And that shows that you're humble and that, you know, that you're begging. It's not just something that remains in the heart.
From the non-believer.
Nah, no doubt about it. All right. We'll finish this off, inshallah. I want you to take notes here quickly, huh? Inshallah, sorry about that. Benefits. The benefits of knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-Sami'. Number one, those who know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-Sami' will be keen to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani dua and dhikr, that they'll be keen to make a lot of dua and dhikr. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was with some of his companions, the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he said that the Prophet alayhi salam was with them when they were traveling, and as they would go up, as they would go uphill, they would say what? Allahu Akbar. And when they would go downhill, they would say Subhanallah. Uh-huh. But how are they saying it? They were saying it very loudly. Huh? So the Prophet ﷺ said what? Irba'u ala anfusikum. Take it easy on yourselves. فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْعُونَ أَصَمَّ وَلَا غَائِبًا. You're not calling upon one who is deaf and absent. وَلَكِنْ تَدْعُونَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا قَرِيبًا. But you're calling upon one who hears, sees, and is close, and is near. All right? So when you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami', it should push you to make dua. There's a lot subhanahu wa ta'ala that can be said on that. Play. When you know, those who know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-samir, will increase in their tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, that when Musa and Harun were scared, or perhaps we could say they were intimidated by Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, "La takhafa." Don't be scared. What did he say after that? Before Asma'u Allah, he said, "Inni ma'akuma." I am with the two of you. Asma'u wa ara. I hear and I see. He mentioned the fact that he hears to do what? To calm them so that they would have that sense of tawakkul. Now I'm going to give you an example, perhaps you can or can't relate to it. When law enforcement sends an agent in, what's the first thing they check for? The wire. The wire. But why? Because the subject that the agent that they're sending in, they want to make sure that they can hear if things go awry. Something starts going wrong, we need to and save them. And that's done through what? Through hearing. So when you know that whatever task that you're taking on, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears you, that should bring a sense of comfort. To know that Al-Jabbar, Al-Malik, that he's with you. And that should be something that causes you to have a level of comfort. Right? Tayyip. So you see, number three, those who know that Allah is a Samir will be very, very careful about what they say and avoid anything that would be displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you remember the hadith of Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after talking about Islam, he said, "Shall I not inform you about what governs all of that?" Malaka dhalika kullihi. And then he said, "Of course, O Messenger of Allah." And so the Prophet ﷺ grabbed his tongue. And so Mu'adh, and he said to him, "You know, restrain this." And so Mu'adh said to the Prophet ﷺ, "Are we held accountable for what we say?" And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Thakilatka ummuka ya Mu'adh." Yani, that's a dua. You know how we say things in English that we don't really mean? It's just become commonplace. Well, it's one of those things like, "May your mother lose you." Like, you know, in other words, "May you die." But that's not the meaning of that. It's just it's an expression of like disbelief. Like, are you serious? Like how we say, "Are you serious?" Is there anything that makes people fall on their faces in the fire more than what their tongues reap, the harvest of their tongues? Hasa'idu al-sinatihim. Right? And so knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears every single thing that you say, it is an encouragement to stay away from saying anything that's displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think that you can sneak off and you can go in the car. "My wife won't hear me." Okay. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is not a statement that he can make except that there is two reporters, Raqibun Atid. If you know, look at that tafsir as being the angels. But the point is that there are no secrets when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, like, we really have to get beyond that point. And if you want to say something that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as some of the Salaf used to say, just go somewhere and say it where he can't hear you. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him say that which is good or be silent. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that a servant will say a statement that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من رضوان الله لا يلقي لها بالا. He gives it no thought. Do you know, subhanAllah, I've met people that have taken shahada because of something somebody said to them at a particular time. And it wasn't even a deep conversation, but it planted that seed. لا يلقي لها بالا. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his darajat. He wasn't even thinking about it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard that statement. It was pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he rewarded him for it. Same thing though. A person may say, وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمْ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِنْ سَخَةِ اللَّهِ. He might say a statement. It's displeasing to Allah. لَا يُلْكِ لَهَا بَالًا. He doesn't give it any thought. He's not even... And because of it, he falls in the pit of hell for 70 years. سَبَعِينَ خَرِيفًا. So we have to be very conscious about what we say. فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُ. Say that which is good or be quiet. It's a very simple equation. Think about what you're about to say. Is it good? I'm going to say it. If not, be quiet. If you doubt, leave it alone. It's really a simple equation. It's difficult to implement because people can take you there, right? As they say, took me there. No. Don't let anybody take you to a place that's going to displease a Samir. Nah. Tayyip. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number four. Those who know that Allah is a Samir will, number four, have a heightened sense of muraqabah. That is, being alert, being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hearing you. It's a little different than the one that came before. Because it's one of the idea is that you have this sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a raqib, right? Not just that he's hearing you, because that's part of as-sami', but that there's this constant watch, if you will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the kuffar, أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ. Or do they think that we're not hearing their secrets and their najwa, yeah, their secret counsel and the things that they try to conceal. بَلَا وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Rather, our messengers, yani our angels, are steadily writing everything that they say. There's a few other things that I'm going to just mention at the end. Those who know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Sami' will endeavor to learn more about the etiquettes of speech in Islam. Mm-hmm. How can you avoid that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you don't actually know? Mm-hmm. So it's important that we learn how to speak. And that may, like the idea of choosing the best words, that's Islamic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as somebody's phone, played for us, وَكُلِّ عِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. Say to my servants, they should say that which is أحسن. That which is good? That which is better. That which is best. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَان يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Because why? Shaytan seeks to cause discord between the believers. So if you say what is best, then you avoid that. You know, think about what you're saying and try to say that which is best. Not just, oh, I think this is a good thing. No, is there a way I can say this that's better? And then go for that. And that's ibadah. That's the other thing. You get rewarded for that whole exercise, for that thinking. Hey, is there a way I can say this that's better? You get rewarded for that. And then if you actually say something that's better, this is ibadah. This is Islam. So learning those etiquettes of speech, avoid lying, avoiding backbiting. And then some people don't know what backbiting is. So they say things that other people don't like. And they say, I'll say it to his face. And that, no, really. I'm sure you probably heard that. And I'm saying, you shouldn't say that. I'll say it to his face. But you're not saying it to his face. So it's called backbiting. And when you say it to his face, no, it might not be slander, but it's insulting. Which is different than slander. Fusuq. Sibab al-Muslim, fusuq. Insulting another Muslim is fusuq, even if you do it to his face. Right? So we have to be very, we have to be very careful and learn those, and learn those etiquettes. Tayyip. Last thing I'll say here. I have no idea what number one was. Oh, the increasing in dua and dhikr. Increasing in dua and dhikr. And this is number what? Five?
Six.
Number six. Those who know that Allah is as-Sami' will feel a difference when they say Sami' Allahu liman hamidah. Wallahi. You know, when you look at, and I know it's something that Sheikh Hanif and I have talked about. The when we studied last semester, if you will, when we studied Rabb, right? Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Alhamdulillahi, Rabbil alameen. Rabbil filli. I mean, it brings a different feeling because now, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. I mean, that feeling that you get in Salat, the khushu' should grow. The more you learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names, the more you learn who you're standing in front of, your khushu' should go, and the more you get a deeper meaning of the words that you're saying in your salat. Tayy. Mashi, we're almost done. Dua based on this divine name. You'll remember we covered this before. مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَقُولُ فِي صَبَاحِ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَمَسَاءِ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا يَضُرُّ مَعْسْمِهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم ثلاث مرات فيضره شيء. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there is no worshipper who says in the morning of every day and in the evening of every night three times in the name of Allah, Bismillah, who with his name nothing in the earth nor the heavens can cause harm, and he is the hearing, the knowing. Whoever says that three times, nothing shall harm him. Who remembers who narrated this hadith? No. Shaddad ibn Aws was Sayyid al-Istighfar. Uthman ibn Affan. Why do we remember that? Because who narrated it on Uthman? His son, Aban. And what happened to him? Yes, he got stung. And so one of the narrators was looking at him like, you remember that? He said, wait a minute, you the one narrated this hadith and something harmed you. You got stung by the scorpion. And he said, wallahi, I didn't lie on my father, and my father did not lie on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I forgot to say it. Forgot to say it. Nah. Play it. Questions for lesson five. How many times the name Sami' been mentioned in the Quran? 45. How many times with Al Alim? 32. How many times with Al Basir? 10. What is the root of Allah's name? As-Sami'. Seen, Mim, Ayn. Sami'a. How many meanings does Sami'a have, according to Ibn al-Qayyim? Four meanings. Right. What does Sami'a Allahu liman hamida mean? Does it mean that Allah hears the one who praises him? Or Allah what? He responds to, he accepts the dua, so forth. All of that is included. If you say he hears, but and you understand that meaning, that's fine. What is the relationship between knowing that Allah is as-Sami' and a dua? Pretty clear. That he hears your dua and that you should make a lot of dua because he hears it. Right. Nobody else is going to listen to you. Matter of fact, people get mad when you ask them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets mad when you don't ask him. Nah. Name three other benefits gained from knowing that Allah is as-Sami'. Those are the things that we just covered. Wallahu a'lam, and it's 8:30, so we have to stop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your attendance.